From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this Sunday edition. In the last hour, I got into the fact that there is a technocratic elite run by the old robber barons of the last 100 years who on record have basically taken over the world economy and are mopping up a few sovereign nation states right now, and who are busy really trying to colonize the individual, trying to go in and take over the mind of the individual. That is the main goal that is taking place. And it is up to us to become aware of this and realize that this engineering is going on if we're ever going to turn things around. And I look at the general public. There's a lot of virtue left out there. But more and more people are self-centered. They're angry. They hate crowds of other people. They don't get that it's crowds of other people that have allowed there to be markets, that have allowed there to be diversity in products, that have allowed there to be this complex, amazing system we live in. And it creates the illusion, because humans are so compact in cities, kind of like reefs in the ocean, most of the life is around the reefs, that we think everything has been overdeveloped. Oh, development is generally not the trouble. It is disruptive technologies like GMO and the pharmacological crops and leaking nuclear reactors, in my research view, that cause the real threat, not necessarily more buildings and things. You can just put greenery up on top of the buildings. You can come out with cleaner technologies. And there's a lot of lip service paid to that, but it's the establishment themselves and kind of a genetic race to find the fountain of youth in kind of a genetic race to find the latest weapon systems as the globalists kind of compete with each other. They always argue that global government is being pushed, that global government is being expanded to stop nuclear war and stop proliferation of disruptive technologies. But then they'll block an energy system that endangers their monopoly while leaving old toxic systems in place. While meanwhile, they put out really disruptive technologies. I would say BT corn linked in major studies to killing the honeybees. I would call that disruptive. Or pharmacological crops jumping into other crops and causing all sorts of problems. I would call that a disruptive technology. But see, so they label environmentalism as pay Al Gore and the UN and the Club of Rome to breathe, pay a carbon indulgence, but when trees need that carbon dioxide to live, that's part of the life cycle. So this is the type of issue, ladies and gentlemen, that we're talking about. This is the type of thing we need to think about is not just go off labels, but actually go off what things really stand for. That's what we are shooting for in this society, is to actually have a culture. We're having our original cultures, our common sense, overwritten by a plastic, fake corporate culture, just as the corporate technocrats already took over most governments. They're now overriding the individual, and that's really my big message here that I'm begging you to look into. And the establishment says, hey, the general public doesn't want to be helped. They want to be dumb. Just look at them. But I know historically that if you give people the opportunity to be enlightened and be greater, they will actually go for it. But see, that creates competition for the globalist, and they don't want that. All right, we will be right back with Pastor James David Manning to get his take on the whole diversion with the Trayvon Martin situation. And then when he leaves us at the bottom of the hour, we'll get into a bunch of other news. Inside Google HQ, their grand plan, turn you into brain-chipped cyborg. I didn't say that. They said it.
Now is the
positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Bloomberg Financial reported 3 years ago that in the first 2 years of the international banker bailout, U.S. taxpayers had to shell out $27+ trillion in different types of payments. It was not just the first $886 billion. That was an open Federal Reserve window. And then there was the monetization of debt. All totaled, they haven't released the numbers the last 3 years, but I've seen news articles estimating that over $50 trillion worldwide has been shelled out to private banks, media, MSNBC got some of the money, major corporations got the money. And when Congress is asked over and over again by the media, they say, we don't know, because they've handed over their responsibility, their power over the purse, to the Treasury and the private Federal Reserve. And I was just watching C-SPAN a few weeks ago. We played clips on air. They said, who are you giving the $85 billion a month in QE3 to? Because that devalues the currency worldwide. And they said, we're not at liberty to tell you. Kind of like Congress was just told by the NSA, Wired magazine is reporting, we're allowed to spy without warrants. First they lied and said they weren't. It's for your own good. And again, I think kidnappers ought to try that with kids in their front yard. It's for your own good. Come get in the white van. I mean, this is famous last words. Nixon should have gotten, you know, 3 or 4 terms then. He said, well, when the president commits a crime, it's not a crime. This is the essence of tyranny. We've been down this road over and over again. I wish people were demonstrating nationwide over that. I wish people were demonstrating over the Harvard 20-plus year study that was released last year showing a 20-point IQ reduction on average of someone drinking fluoride the first 10 years of life at the level put in tap water, and a 7-fold increase in bone cancer. I'll stop there. Hundreds of things it does to you. Just type in Harvard study fluoride. You'll get Reuters. I think we should be protesting about that. I think we should be protesting about Chicago, where this weekend so far, 16 people shot. What does it say? 6 of them dead? I'll dig that out of my stack here. I'm going from memory. Here, let me pull it up. 6 dead, 17 wounded. I'm sorry. I said 16 wounded, 6 dead. It's 6 dead, 17 wounded, Chicago Sun-Times. Boom! And 94% of it, Justice Department's own numbers from 1976 to 2011, that's the latest numbers we have, is black-on-black crime. And I've got a stack of news here, ladies and gentlemen. We're all over the country. From Chicago to Miami to New York to L.A., white people are being attacked and having their heads beat in and being robbed and being shot in Florida and killed for a free Zimmerman sticker. Now, we're going to get to what Charles Barkley had to say about this coming up in the next segment, but I appreciate this man joining us to talk about this. Everyone knows that I'm here trying to bring everybody together. Everyone that listens to this show knows I stand up against tribalism and racism. It's a tool of social engineering and control. But just like Charles Barkley said, he said, a lot of black people are racist too. The difference is the media says it's okay. Just like when they used to say it was okay to beat up gay people. and folks would go out to gay bars and beat up people because, well, they deserve to have their teeth knocked out and robbed because they're gay. Well, now being white is wrong and we deserve to be beat up. And I am sick of it. I'm sick of being called a cracker. I'm sick of MSNBC and all their white hosts engaging in the worst race baiting. The Klan were a bunch of race baiters, folks. That's all this is. And it's being played from the other end. Now, Pastor James David Manning has tens of millions of YouTube views. He has a big church in Harlem speaking out against dependency and big government and the thug culture of gangsterism that MTV pushes. And he feeds hundreds of children a day with the lunch program and breakfast program there. And he is one of the only preachers prominently in that area standing up for people. And that's why I wanted to get him on, because this is what I want. I believe a rising tide raises all ships. And if we don't have freedom for everybody, nobody has freedom. And the Romans used divide and conquer. I believe that's what this is. We got about 6 minutes till we go to break. Another segment with Pastor Manning. Pastor Manning, you've heard my rant on this, but I wish people were protesting for America and our republic to be restored, Pastor Manning.
Well, I think you left out CNN. I think they're big on promoting this Trayvon Martin issue,
oh, yes,
the George Zimmerman verdict. They have been advocating for a guilty verdict for Zimmerman. Really what they want to do was to lynch him. I think they thought that perhaps they could get greater ratings if they did so, but certainly MSNBC and others. But, yeah, Alex, there's a major problem in America, and we could talk about the protesting against what's happening with NSA and our government, but with black people, it's simply that black people don't have honor. And that's a major issue that no one wants to talk about. I mean, you could talk about, you know, all the race baiters and all the social programs and everything else that's been done to try to advance or lift the boats of black people in America. It hasn't worked, Alex. It has not worked. We're at a worse point now than we've been in the history of this nation, and it's because there is a psychological, spiritual, social problem happening in the mindset of black people, and it needs to be talked about, but it's not discussed in American politics today.
Well, I know that there's this victim ideology that's pumped out there by the social engineers who've used the social engineering and the collectivism of the black community as the model for all the other communities. I mean, I see this being done across the board. America is dying culturally.
Yeah, it is, but it isn't a victimization. That's the problem. And I understand that many people use that to advance their own causes.
No, but I mean a mindset of almost like people expecting they can't succeed because MSNBC told them that.
Well, that's true. That is true. And then perhaps that goes back to my initial point and premise, is that you would believe that you can't succeed, and you would believe MSNBC and others if you are without honor and integrity. You would allow yourself to be manipulated by those because you have no honor to fight back against that. So, yeah, I can agree that's a possibility. But the bottom line and the bottom premise here is that black people are suffering from a social disorder, and it needs to be talked about. I believe in black people. I'm black myself. And I work every day to advance the causes and to try to do something about this problem we have in America.
Well, I think a lot of people are missing being honorable. And I understand it's a generalization. I mean, you've lived it and been through it, living in the South and then helping folks up in New York. Quantify it for people, what you've seen, what's happening, and what's going on here.
Well, let's just take, for instance, Chicago, for instance. You made mention a few moments ago, and I haven't checked the stats myself, but six people have been shot dead this weekend in Chicago, 17 wounded. More than 1,000 people have been shot since the Trayvon Martin incident back in February of 2012. And yet there have been no marches, no protests, no national outrage over all the deaths of the people that have died in Chicago. I mean, you've had a six-month-old baby die. You have a five-year-old girl die. You've had 15-year-old boys and 16-year-old girls all shot dead. And yet there is no public outrage because, as far as black people are concerned, the black life or the black death is a very cheap death, and it doesn't get the national attention. Only time a black death gets attention is when it happens with a white person. Now, the reason for that is because black people themselves don't honor their own value. Life is cheap if you're black on black crime. There is no outrage. The only time it gets some sort of lifting is if it's involved with a white person involved.
Well, I've got to say this because I've interviewed a lot of black socialists and liberals, and I've had them here in person, and they say, hey, There are too many black people. I hope they all get aborted. More for me, this idea of as long as the state's killing black people, you know, that's cute and fun. You'll pay for more abortions. Where does that come from? Because that is a phenomenon I've seen.
Well, I think that what has happened over the past generation, it hasn't always been this way, but what has happened over the past generation is that black people have turned their fate, their social and moral lives over to a bunch of race baiters, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton types, and then, of course, it's been glamorized by the gangs, the Bloods and the Crips, and the rap music, and they've lost a sense of dignity. More specifically, you don't have the kind of fatherly structure in the black homes anymore, the black communities. And blacks that do well run like black flight from the community. So we've got a major social issue that, you know, nobody white or no government can cure. We have got to look to Almighty God to cure our problems.
Well, stay there. I mean, undoubtedly what you're talking about is happening everywhere, but it is worse, obviously, statistically in the black community. I mean, it's the war on fathers. Turn on television. Every show demonizes fathers. I'm Alex Jones. We'll be back with Pastor Manning.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, Alex Jones here back live. Pastor James David Manning is up in Harlem and has a big church up there and really tries to help the community and get people to where they're not dependent. But I got to be honest here. I'm not up in Harlem. I've been there before, visited. I didn't grow up in the South like Pastor Manning did. I'm not black, so I can't speak from all his experiences. But when I look at the social engineers and read what the globalists said they'd do 100 years ago, they use the black community as the beta test to break up the family, to kick the men out, to make the women the house boss, all that. That's the model now percolating into all communities. You turn on television, every message is the man's an idiot. Every message is the man's a moron. And then men buy into this and go along with it. I mean, look at Deadline Hollywood. Official Superman sequel will feature Batman in one explosive new film where the Man of Steel and Batman join forces, and adult men are all excited about that. Folks, I'm not saying you're bad if you like a Superman movie. The point is men are acting like little boys, though. They have the same excitement my 10-year-old son has. The real war is going on right now for our families, our communities, and even the tough guy men just want to strut around acting tough to other men. They don't want to actually be involved. It's a world of spectators. And then I've talked to the MTV executives off record. Now, they were told in the mid-90s, get rid of the rock and roll, which is destructive enough, gangster. And they want to destroy our community. So I'm not giving a free pass to the out-of-control problems we see in the black community. What I'm saying is, Pastor Manning, is that the beta there is a victimology there, and that the globalist engineered so much of this, Margaret Sanger and others, saying we got to make these people dependent because black communities weren't like that 70 years ago. And look at what big government's done to black people, and look what it does to everybody else. This tree has got poison fruit. Pastor Manning, you've got the floor. I mean, break down what you think's happening here, but let's also get into the whole case and where you see this going, and why is the media playing up black-on-white crime like, it's kind of cute to knock the head in of a cracker.
Well, you're right. There is this globalist program to victimize or to use a group of people such as black people, and one may consider them easy prey. However, my experiences early on were that black men were strong men, that they were not easy prey. They were strong family men. They worked hard. They took care of their families.
Well, that was my dad's experience growing up in East Texas.
Yeah, and my father down in North Carolina. What we see happening today, however, is that black men have forgotten their roots. They have forgotten where they've come from. They've forgotten the fact that they need to be providers and protectors of their families. They've forgotten that. And the reason why, Alex, they have forgotten is because it's not taught anymore. Now, you may get, the media or the globalists involved in the process, but I think basically we've walked away from God. That's what we've done.
I agree. And it's so cool in the culture, period. I mean, the gangsterism is spread everywhere, not just black folks, to knock women up. Ah-ha-ha. It's so cool to be lazy. It's so cool to be a thug. And it's not. It's destructive.
And it is the order of the day in the black community. And the black churches are not addressing this issue. The media, on the other hand, is not addressing it either. In fact, the media is promoting it. So we've got a major psychological problem. And going back to whether white men are suffering the same kind of thing with the attack on white men or men in general by the media, they very well may be. But there's a stability in the white family that you don't see in the black community. And I think that we're going to have to look very carefully at the fact that both generations or both races of men are being victimized or they're being attacked. But at least the white man continues to build his community, continues to take care of his family, whereas the black man does not. So the difference here is the semblance of honor. When a man has integrity, no matter how much he's attacked or no matter how much he's tempted, he continues continues to maintain his sense of integrity towards the vital fundamental parts of his life, such as his family, his wife, his children, and his community.
Absolutely. I get tempted all the time, and I just think about my children.
Absolutely.
And I also think about my ancestors. I don't want to make my family a loser family. I come from a good family.
Right. So we've got to then, even though there is an attack, there's a globalist attack, we've got to come to terms with the fact, why is it that black men so easily give in as a group, as a race? What is the root cause of that? And I have diagnosed it as without honor, and of course, beyond that, we have walked away from God. But it's honor and integrity.
Okay, well, my dad growing up in East Texas said the black folks that he knew and in general went to church more, had successful businesses, and were incredibly upstanding people who were into dignity and being honorable and wouldn't put up with any type of, you know, bad behavior. He said statistically he thought they were even more upright than white folks. So how, since my dad, who's 63 and grew up in East Texas, how has it completely inverted itself? Some numbers, blacks had less illegitimacy 65 years ago than whites. Now the numbers are reversed.
Looked at this matter very carefully. As you stated, I grew up in the South, I'm now up in New York, and I'm black. The one thing I see that's most critical to the destruction of the black man has been the civil rights movement. Now, many would argue that that has been the thing that has helped black people. Alex, I can tell you from personal experience, from intellectual experience, from educational, historical experiences, the one thing that has crushed the black man has been the civil rights movement, starting with Rosa Parks and going all the way back to the time of A. Philip Randolph and the workers' movement on the trains. And when the civil rights movement reached its peak with Dr. King and this whole idea of abdicating responsibility for the home started then, as it also started with it's the hatred for the government, burn, baby, burn, black and I'm proud. All of that was the beginning of the dissolution of the honor and the structure of the black family. Nothing more can be pointed out.
But you're not indicting. I mean, you're not indicting. Sherman, you're not indicting the civil rights movement. Are you saying something bad got flipped during that process?
I'm indicting the civil rights movement. Yes, I am.
Okay, so what should have been done then? Because obviously that which doesn't kill you makes you stronger, but then once the state comes in and breaks up the family, and now the government takes away the responsibility, I can see that making people weak. That's dependency, but I mean, how specifically, I mean, what would you have done then?
Well, I think that we could have found another way other than leading blacks to revolt against the government while at the same time revolting against the principles that made them strong. My pastor taught me that back in the 70s, his daughter, there was a strike by students in the New York City school system. And he said he was going to make his daughter go. And he took her to school, though there was no one there, no teachers there. He made her go to school because he didn't want her to participate in the strike. What he was saying was this: once you teach people to revolt against the authority, they won't just stop at the school system. They'll stop at every authority as well. And that's what happened in the civil rights movement. See, white people have not had a civil rights movement. White people have not had a white movement in America. And were they to do so, you would probably find, well, I don't know if as much as in the black community, but were there to be a white movement, you would probably find there would be, and there has been, let me retract that, the hippie movement, the free love movement.
Oh, no, I agree. No. The white movements I know about are a bunch of losers who use that as the excuse to do nothing and just, I gotta be honest, the black supremacist and the white supremacist, they all act like the same, a bunch of trash.
Yeah, well, they are. That's the exact word to describe them as well. But Alex, I have indicted the civil rights movement, and out of that have spawned these civil rights leaders, Jesse Jackson, now the high priest, Al Sharpton, priest number two, and Barack Hussein Obama being the product of all of that, which has brought us to a worse state than we were when your father, raising you in East Texas, saw the integrity of black men. Though their positions may have been Jim Crow at the time, they were at least integral.
I tell you what, stay there. Do one more segment. I know it's Sunday night, but I want you to come back and finish up talking about solutions you've discovered and your perspective and more. Stay with us.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit utopiasilver.com, UTOPIASilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
That's right, folks, and we are live. It is Sunday, the 21st day of July, 2013, final segment with Pastor Manning. Then in the final segment of the broadcast today, I'm going to get into a bunch of news. Economic news, cybernetic, transhumanist news is very, very important. That is coming up. Briefly, I want to tell you about ProPure Water Filtration and the Pro-1 system. We're the largest distributor of these systems in the world because we sell them at the lowest prices at InfoWarsStore.com. And I went out years ago and did my own research on the very best gravity-fed filtration systems. ProPure is it, destroying the competition in side-by-side comparisons. We already have the lowest price, but we've been perpetually running a sale for 10% off the already lowest price with promo code WATER at InfoWarsStore, one word, InfoWarsStore.com. And you also then support the broadcast while you get the lowest price and filter your water, taking the water of life and one of the most important things in your body and one of the most contaminated things out there into your own hands. So InfoWarsStore.com. Also, the new film that I'm in and consulted on and distributing, it's excellent, State of Mind, is available on Blu-ray and DVD, now shipping. Also available on the online video bookstore. There's Patriot T-shirts, everything. PrisonPlanet.tv. Memberships are there. Everything at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can also call toll-free 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Promo code WATER to get ProPure or get any of the books, videos, T-shirts, you name it. And your purchases, again, make this transmission possible. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Now, Pastor Manning, I had a lot of folks last week, and then I was fishing down on the Gulf, and the guide that took me out said, hey, you ought to get Pastor Manning on the show. Have you heard of him? Because this guy wasn't a listener, but his brother-in-law was. And I said, yeah, I should get his take on it. And look, Pastor Manning, I don't want to sit here and disagree with you, and I want to play a clip of Charles Barkley, who I totally agree with, here in a moment, and then get your take on that as well. But I get you growing up before all this happened and then seeing go from 9% illegitimacy to 93% illegitimacy, to go from black-on-black crime incredibly rare to 94% of it. 262,000 blacks have killed each other, FBI's numbers since 1976. I mean, this is genocide. And 52% of blacks being aborted before they're born, and black people, the black leaders not caring. My issue is I've read the letters in the 20s by Margaret Sanger and the Rockefeller Foundation. People can pull these up in university archives, what Missouri have them, where she said, we're going to pose as liberals, we're going to break up their families, we'll kill these weeds. So you see the byproduct and just say, hey, this has been terrible, and you're saying another way, whatever. Regardless, it's been done, and the anti-male, anti-family...
Alex, you're right. It all has been done, and it's working effectively. It is genocide. It's a disaster beyond disaster, what's happened in the community. But I have, or at least would like to suggest, a remedy to that. And I think if we're talking particularly in the black community, while I recognize all of us are as Americans and respect that greatly, but when you talk about the black community, you talk about Margaret Sanger and what's happening with the abortions and the homicide rates, the killing rates of one another. My solution is this, Alex, is that black people need to come together, and I'm suggesting that we as a nation of people stop our hatred for this nation and God's blessings upon it. Stop our hating for the Constitution and the laws that have built this nation and made it the great nation that it is. And doing that, we should go to a place that's symbolic, like Gettysburg, where 600,000 people, or 60,000 people died in one day there in Gettysburg. But the Civil War produced the deaths of 600,000 Americans fighting that contest over slavery as an issue. Black people, I believe, were they to make the commitment to go there and put aside their continual blaming of slavery and oppression and blaming white people for all that's wrong and ills with them, and would say, we embrace America, we want to be Americans, we want to live in this nation, we want to contribute to this nation, we're no longer going to blame white people for everything that's wrong with us. We're going to put aside this talk about slavery. We want to bless America as a nation and as a people. I am convinced if they confess that and did that, you see a great change in race relationships in America. You see this nation come together. And I believe, Alex, that black people can contribute to this nation in ways they've never done before. Right now, we've got a lot of basketball players. You're going to hear from Charles Barkley in a few moments, who's become sort of a spokesperson. But I'm convinced, Alex, beyond a shadow of a doubt, if black people would simply confess that America is a great nation, we're willing to participate. We're going to put aside all of our hatred and all of the things that have made us, divided us, and we want to participate, that black people can then begin to contribute in ways in which I'm talking about business.
Well, that's exactly what Ted Nugent said on this show Wednesday, and he's been attacked in more than 20 newspapers for what he said on my show, but he said exactly that.
Well, it's the truth. I mean, that is the core of the problem. You asked me earlier, what would I have done when I have led the civil rights movement? Well, I can't go back there, and I really don't know what I would have done, but that has already taken place, and it has brought absolute destruction. Alex, I see the civil rights movement as destructive as Margaret Sanger and the abortion movement in America.
Sure, but But you've got to admire somebody like, listen, I get needless rebellion being bad, but if the government's been taken over by foreign interests and is in rebellion against the Republic, I'm not in rebellion trying to stop their revolution against the Republic. I get called a revolutionary. I'm a restorationist, and I get, look, when people attack me and try to hold me down, I work 10 times harder. I don't let somebody go, well, you've tilted the tables against me, so I'm going to give up. I get how psychologically and spiritually how bad it is. I know the left are actually a bunch of racists trying to keep black people down. My point is they know what they're doing.
Yeah, but the thing of it is, Alex, is that you're absolutely right about that. But you're right. You work twice as hard or 10 times as hard to overcome that. And that's the mantra that must be picked up by a social group or a racial group such as black people. They must work not in necessarily in confrontation to try to overturn it, but they must work at the principles that are fundamental that build great communities. And that way, the same way you overcome the obstacles, I do the same thing, Alex. You know I get attacked all day long and 10 times on Sunday. But I work very hard on the principles, the fundamental things. I believe that will demonstrate what my integrity is all about and will put all my adversaries and my enemies to shame. Black people need to do that as well.
Well, I'll say this. The social engineers in Divide and Conquer on CNN, MSNBC, NPR, they know full well, Pastor Manning, that when they sit there and invoke race, race, race. I was watching CNN during the break in the coffee room, and they were talking about black this, black that. They want you to be about what color you are instead of about what you stand for, really the opposite of what Martin Luther King talked about the character of our deeds, which I fully endorse. So I get what you're saying. It all becomes about the blackness, which then the media defines. So you're becoming a slave of the social engineers. And
I used the phrase a few moments ago. I said I'm black because I wanted to reference you're talking about my Southern upbringing and my New York now living. But I don't call myself black, Alex. I don't call myself an African American, and I get angry if someone refers to me as such. I'm an American. I'm an American. I don't want to be identified as black. And I think we need to drop these racial
titles. No, I agree. You don't want to be a hyphenated American like John Wayne. But look, I'll assure you, folks, if somebody can do a job and is smart and talented, they will excel. And the media acts like that any of us can only be famous if we're a movie star or football player, because the globalists don't want you competing with them in all the real things that matter, culturally getting people to be individuals and to do the right thing and to stand up. Pastor Manning, in closing, where do you think this whole Trayvon Martin thing is going? I think Obama has used it as a distraction from his terrible record.
Well, Obama's statement, I would have had hope that perhaps that Sabrina Fulton could have put an end to this last week after the verdict was rendered. It was a just verdict. It was a verdict based on the information. It was a verdict based on the morals and the character of both of the men. Trayvon Martin was a young thug that had been kicked out of Miami High School, pot smoking, fighting everywhere, kicked out of his own mother's home because she could no longer contend with him, sent him to his father there in Sanford.
Hold on, we can't cut this off. Hold on. Finish your statement on Trayvon. I agree with Jimmy Carter. I mean, they can't get Zimmerman on premeditated murder, so he had to go. I mean, it's like O.J. can't totally prove it, must acquit. And they knew that. I want to get your take on this and then finish up on Trayvon Martin with Pastor Manning. They knew when they went for that he would get off, so they wanted this as a diversion.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. The SunSocket Solar Generator. Stay plugged in.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Otsla.org is the church site and also news site that Pastor Manning runs. And he's very eloquent on a lot of subjects, supports the Second Amendment, resists the globalists. He's been visited by the CIA, FBI, you name it, for simply speaking out against it. He's defended myself when I'm on Piers Morgan and places. And, I mean, we know the fruits of what's been done has been a disaster. And the establishment's answer is more of the same, more of what they've done. We're going to just get a few comments from him and then go to some other news I haven't covered yet. But first off, I've been mentioning it. Here's what Charles Barkley, the famous basketball player, had to say. And it's similar to what Jimmy Carter had to say. Anybody who actually followed the trial knows they were trying to frame Zimmerman. I mean, even if he was guilty, which I don't think the evidence points towards, you got to let somebody go if they're trying to frame him. Let's go ahead and go to this clip.
There are very few people who have a pure heart when it comes to race. Racism is wrong in any shape, form. Not a lot of black people are racist, too. I think sometimes when people talk about race, they act like only white people are racist. There are a lot of black people who are racist. And I don't like when it gets out there in the media, because I don't think the media has clean hands.
I think you're right.
Yeah,
I'm glad you made that point.
I don't think the media has clean hands. Yeah. And like I said, I feel sorry that young kid got killed.
Absolutely.
But judging by the evidence, I don't think that guy should have went to jail for the rest of his life. But something happened bad that night, obviously.
Absolutely. All right, let's go back to Pastor Manning. Look, look, when I was a teenager, I wasn't a thug or a hood, but I got in fights and stuff and, you know, stole beer out of golf carts on the golf course where I grew up. We all did it, you know, grab some beer. I don't even know if he did that, but burglary tools, a photo of a gun on his phone, that got suppressed. The witnesses all saying he climbed on top of Zimmerman. The NBC editing the tape that we covered last year, it's finally getting attention because of the lawsuit to try to invoke race. Pastor Manning, wasn't this really about diverting off of all the other big issues? The Justice Department sent people down there to get the protesting going. I mean, isn't this about race politics? I mean, what do you think, shifting gears, why do you think the Justice Department was so involved in this? And what do you have to say about Trayvon Martin's family now? And I feel sorry for their son being dead, but I mean, my goodness, out leading demonstrations and talk of boycotting Florida as if Florida did something. I mean, this is crazy.
Well, as far as the Justice Department is concerned, as diversion from what's going on in our government, one of the things that I would defer to would be your information of what's presently happening. I mean, we still got the Benghazi event. We don't know really what's happening in Syria with Al-Qaeda being the primary forces against the government over in Syria, and how the Obama administration is handling this, what's happening with Edward Snowden and what's going on with all of that. All of those things have been wiped off of the front page completely, and how the Obama administration is now able to operate in the dark while this Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman trial is going forward and everybody's paying attention to that. I really don't know exactly how effective it is, but I can tell you just from my own personal observation, it's very effective. But the matter of Trayvon Martin's family, I pray that Sabrina Fulton would go ahead and put an end to this. Stop Al Sharpton. Tell him to sit down. Stop Eric Holder. Stop the NAACP. Stop all these race babies. Stop CNN. Stop MSNBC from profiteering from this matter. Listen, I'm the last person to judge someone about character as a youth. I messed up royally, Alex. I did. And every day I ask God to forgive me. And there's not a day that goes by that I don't think about the things that I did when I was a youth. But having said that, with a clean heart now, a repentive heart, listen, Trayvon Martin was a thug, and that's just all there is to it. They need to give George Zimmerman back his life. The man was innocent. He was a neighborhood watch person. We don't really have any evidence that he actually followed Trayvon Martin.
Well, there's a lot of calls to kill him. What's going to happen if Zimmerman ends up getting killed?
Well, it's highly possible, and if he does, that blood will be laid at the hands of CNN, Anderson Cooper, and Sabrina Fulton, Al Sharpton, and all that crowd. And I will raise my voice to high heavens. If a hair on George Zimmerman's head is touched, I will raise my voice, and they will not be able to shut me up in this nation.
Well, I think if Zimmerman was anything, as he was a busybody, and maybe a good busybody, he did stuff like file complaints on cops for racial profiling of black people. I mean, the truth is, he's not the guy they said he was. They just manufactured who he was to get us all fighting with each other.
Well, why can't he have his life back? Why can't he have his life? His family doesn't have their life anymore. His father, Robert Zimmerman, and Gladys Zimmerman. I mean, the court has spoken. The evidence, anybody that followed the trial realizes that it was indeed self-defense. Give the man his life back and go to Chicago and investigate all the deaths that are happening in Chicago right now while you and I are speaking. See if we can put a stop to the suffering of the people in Chicago rather than continue.
Sure, you're talking about real numbers versus emotion. And that's the propaganda we've got to deal with. I look forward to having you back on soon. Otla.org, Pastor Manning, thank you for spending Sunday with us.
Thank you, Alex, for having me.
All right, there goes Pastor Manning. And again, I'm going to be back tomorrow. I've still got some news I'm going to cover. 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, station listings and free audio, podcast, iPhone apps, Droid apps, all free, Infowars.com and the listen page, or Infowars.com/show, or PrisonPlanet.com, and the nightly news, of course, PrisonPlanet.tv, 7 o'clock weeknights. Let me shift gears out of this. I mean, I've had to cover it just to show the diversions and the distractions that are going on. And I like to bring Pastor Manning on because he brings in a different perspective. But let's shift gears to this article right here separately, okay? This is out of the London Independent. It was also on CNN. Inside Google HQ, what does the future hold for the company whose visionary plans include implanting a chip in our brains? The Googleplex, everything basically run by Google. Well, Google is DARPA, NSA, NQTEL, CIA. Look it up. Just gave you all the terms. Okay, I mean, we were the first a decade ago to have CIA operatives on. One guy got death threats. Mr. I mean, just all sorts of stuff when they came on. We broke this. Now it's mainstream news. And I remember reading a declassified 2001 from 1977 Pentagon plan that they actually reclassified. That rarely happens. It was already out there. Where in 77, DARPA said the ultimate goal is that we will all live in water tanks and our own heat will power the computers and we will all have brain chips first before we're put in the hive mind tanks. And my book that's on prisonplanet.tv, it's now out of print, Descent to Tyranny, actually shows that plan. By the way, you probably heard of that. It's called The Matrix. Drones run by computers that are autonomous, Skynet. Oh, that's a movie. Those are movies imitating life, not life imitating art. It doesn't mean it's going to happen. I'm not the one saying all this, folks. This is CNN, London Independent. Their plan is to put a chip in your brain. You won't be able to. The military's already been getting chips. That's classified, but Special Forces have been getting them for 20 years. Let's continue here. Here's an article from 2008. Professor calls for Google-type brain chip implants. That's from Infowars.com and Infowars.net in 2008. Just want to show you we were already on top of this. Here's another one. Scientists successfully implant chip that controls the brain. It all sounds good on the surface, but the globalists run this system. Here's another one. NPR, high-end stores use facial recognition tools to spot VIPs. License plate readers, face scanners, they've been up for at least 15 years, folks, all over the country. Okay? And now folks are trying to subpoena this for court to prove they're innocent. Oh, no. They want to pick and choose what crime to go after because the globalists run the government. You understand that, folks? It's a technocracy. Now, let's show some police state news. Here's the Wall Street Journal saying the police have turned into military and military fights enemies. And that's why the police more and more are treating us like enemies. And all over the country, two new articles just the last few days, they arrest people that refuse to let cops in randomly without warrants into houses. Look at this article. Off-duty Tucson cop accused is the headline. No, there's clear video. And he's been fired walking in with his buddy wearing nothing but a bulletproof vest, aiming guns at the clerk just to laugh and have fun. A couple of wannabe Rambo nutcases. That's the kind of guys they want to hire now. This is the type of stuff that's being pushed and the type of things that are being engaged in. Here's another one. Police arrest woman after request to see warrant. They just randomly came to her house in Lubbock. Boom. Came in and arrested her and took her to jail for asking for a warrant. Florida nurse terrorized by U.S. Marshals in warrantless raid. Wasn't even the right apartment complex or house. So what? Boom. Came in. Everything else, that's in the papers there in Florida. Let me see who covered that first. I have a link to it here. Let me just give you the source on that. Infowars.com did a story. I read this article this weekend, but there's a link there in the story of the local newspaper if you want to go find that. So there you go. This is, U.S. military drone surveillance is expanding to hotspots beyond declared combat zones, including America, national security. It just goes on and on and on. This is designed and aimed at us. We have due process and a Bill of Rights and Constitution for a reason. Because every time you get rid of checks and balances, corrupt elements take over and run wild. And when corruption gets into government, it is the almighty danger. Government is the number one cause of death in worldwide history. Non-natural death. 262 million killed the last 100 years by government called democide. Infowars.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.